This is the book, Virtually Disastrous, also available in German, Die virtuelle Katastrophe. When you place words in a book title like disastrous or catastrophe, it does raise some eyebrows, of course. However, if you've ever worked or led a virtual remote team, you probably understand where that is coming from. Quite naturally, when leaders begin to work and lead virtual teams in different locations over distance, they start by applying their usual style, how they manage people, and they just add some long-distance media such as email or telephone conferences. The problem is that doesn't work. Virtual teams have a bunch of challenges which lead to disastrous levels of performance, hence the title of the book. They lack team identity, common purpose. They have isolation. They have a lack of real trust. They have a lack of alignment on how to communicate across distance. Of course, it gets worse if your team is a matrix organization, and it gets even worse if different cultures are involved. In a nutshell, that's why virtual leadership is a whole different kettle of fish, and why most virtual teams underperform and are rife with latent conflict. You just can't see it. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why I wrote the book. If you have the ambition to have a high-performance virtual team, and yes, it is possible, if you're willing to change your approach to leadership or teamwork, why not take a look?